It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe. Hidden software on your smartphone may be spying on you. Intel and Upward this week, you've probably never heard of a company called Carrier IQ. But if you own a smartphone, there's a chance this little California company has collected lots of information about you. Chris Segoyan is a security and privacy researcher at Indiana University.
Carrier IQ is some software that is pre-installed on mobile phones used by millions of consumers. It is installed by the wireless carriers like Sprint and AT&T, and it is insanely difficult to remove. In fact, you'd probably have to violate your warranty and perform the equivalent of a lobotomy to remove this stuff from your device.
So what's its function? Why is it there?
The intention of the software seems to be to provide the wireless carriers with diagnostic information on the ways that consumers are using their phones. So this could be your signal strength, how many calls are dropped. But to provide, I guess, as broad a base of data as possible, the software also captures every keystroke that is entered on the device, which can include your passwords and the web pages you're viewing and the emails and the text messages that you're sending. It can also capture your location, the applications that you're using on your device. Now, I should be clear, just because it's capturing it doesn't mean it's transmitting that information back to the wireless carrier. But you do sort of have this secret gremlin running in your phone, watching everything you're doing. And the fear that many people are expressing is that this software hasn't really been vetted by the companies that make our smartphones. It hasn't undergone thorough security review. And even if the carriers have great intentions and Carrier IQ is not trying to do anything sneaky, it still creates a goldmine for hackers or other nefarious persons who might want to later access this data. It just simply isn't secured very well.
Segoyan says the bigger issue is that millions of users didn't even know the software was there.
This Carrier IQ scandal is actually a mere symptom of the larger problem, which is that the carriers are the ones that are deciding which functionality is enabled and disabled on our devices.
Researchers like Segoyan are still sorting out exactly which phones in the U.S. are affected. Phones sold by AT&T and Sprint seem to be the most likely candidates. Verizon has said flat out they do not install Carrier IQ. Apple's iPhone was designed to work with this software, but unlike some other phones, you had to choose to turn it on. We reached out to Carrier IQ to talk to us for this story, and the company declined. But it did issue a statement denying that its software is logging keystrokes. However, Trevor Eckhart, a 25-year-old software developer, posted a video showing, in fact, that Carrier IQ on his own Android phone was doing exactly that, logging keystrokes, even recording text messages before he saw them. You can check out that video at marketplacetech.org. Saddle up. It's time for the
Robot Roundup.
Let's see what our friendly Android neighbors are up to.
Robots.
In South Korea are guarding prisons. They're designed to patrol hallways and report unusual behavior, like riots.
Robots.
Shaped like squid are learning to walk. Harvard scientists have created a flexible robot that's pliable enough to squeeze and squirm through tight spaces, like cracks in a collapsed building after an earthquake.
Robots
have discovered narcissism. Cubio, a robot built in Spain, has learned to identify itself in a mirror.
Oh, this is me. Nice.
It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuyforbusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.